guys, how are you? Are you doing today? This is Jumi, and it's such a pleasure to have you on my podcast today. So I am actually very excited about today's topic. It's going to be short, like I always say. I'll try to make it short for you. But it's honestly something that I really feel like I needed to talk about, which is basically what I have learned in my 4 years of running a business. So I ran my business part-time for 2 years and then full-time and counting for a year and a half. So about 4 years in total. So welcome to season 3, episode 4 of Glammed with Grace. It wasn't an accident. You were meant to be here. You're here at the right time. So do me a favor and just hang in a little bit and listen to the introduction, and I will be back. See you in a bit. Thank you. Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi, and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you. Hey guys, so welcome and welcome again to season 4 episode. No, it's actually, I have to get this right. It's episode 4, season 2 of Glammed with Grace podcast. Thank you so very much for joining me today. I hope you're doing awesome. How is your spiritual health doing? And how is your physical health doing? And how is your mental health doing, in that order? I hope you are doing okay. I hope you're taking care of you. And I hope you're putting you first. I mean, God first, obviously, and your family comes next. But then you know what I mean, putting you first as well. So welcome to the podcast. It's so good to have you here. Like I said earlier on, I am going to be talking about what I have learned, just a few things, because I don't want this podcast to be too long. So just a few things of the things that I've learned in my 4 years of doing business. So welcome again to Glam with Grace. So the first thing I actually want to talk about is patience. I have learned how to be patient. Especially with the e-commerce world, there's so many times you put some things into place and you don't see a result right away. And whatever you're doing now and you don't see a result, don't give up, because people tend to want to give up easily when they are putting in so many work, they're putting in all their effort, they're, you know, tweaking their website or upgrading or just doing one thing or the other, and you're just not seeing result right away. It doesn't mean that your results is not eventually going to show up. Just be patient and learn to be patient. So that's one thing I've had to learn in the hard way as well. Being patient in my entrepreneurship journey, and even before I make any decision making now, I don't make any decision without asking God for guidance first and my husband next. I'm always very careful, you know, especially when it comes to money, to not just, you know, go with, oh, everybody's like, this company is doing well, this company is going to help you, you know, scale to whatever. And because they did it for them doesn't mean that that company or that agency is actually going to be for you. So it's important for you to, number one, do your research. So I literally had to hire a research analyst into the brand to help me research, you know, apart from God's discernment and guidance, to also do my due diligence in finding out about so many things before I actually now dip my hand into it. So it's very important to, that's another form of patience. Just be patient in decision making. Sometimes you have to make decision on the go, especially in business. You have to sometimes you just have to be fast thinking and making decisions as you go. But some decisions you really have to honestly just be patient about it. Just take a step back and go about it in a different way. I now am very careful because I, like I said last year, I made some mistakes and I learned from them. So I am now very careful when it comes to decision making in my company. And even when it comes to hiring a team member, I am very careful. I am very patient. I am seeking God's guidance. I'm seeking guidance for my CEO, my husband, who is also, you know, my best friend in the business. You know, I'm always asking for his input, and sometimes I ask friends as well, the ones that are very close to me. But I patiently, I mean, this year has taught me patience. Last year was a year of growth, but this year has been a year of patience for me. So I just want to encourage you to not give up, especially when it comes to decision making in your brand, that you want to be very careful, not just, you know, just going with what you just going with your guts is okay as well, but just be patient. So yeah, this year has definitely taught me patience. And I am still learning how to be patient in my business. And the other thing I want to talk about is putting God first. Oh my goodness. I mean, the foundation of my brand has always been God. I've always, you know, even the colors, everything represents, they're all, you know, faith-based and spiritually represented in the kingdom of God and the things that I do in the business. But what last year and this year has taught me even more is the importance of putting God first. Like, this is no joke. This is, like, for real. Putting God first in my business. I remember this podcast, like I said, no, actually, this entire season is going to be dedicated to how you can do business, you know, well, as a woman of God or as a child of God, you know. So I've literally learned how to put God first, out to patience as well, because God has taught me patience, which is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I've learned to be, you know, gentle in, because of my personality, I am very bubbly and I tend to, you know, I'm always like putting myself out there. And I've learned, even as a teenager, I've made so many, you know, decisions without even asking anyone. I just feel like this is right and I go with it, which luckily 95% of the time my guts has been right, because, you know, the Spirit of God lives in me. But now I've been very intentional about seeking the face of God before I make any decision in my business, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to adding a team member, when it comes to changing a supplier, when it comes to, you know, the next step. Like, God, honestly, like, my husband preached in church on Sunday, make the Holy Spirit your PA, your personal assistant. That's basically it. You know, before you make any decision, you want to ask the Holy Spirit, is this the right decision for me? It might be the right decision for someone else, but for Olajumoke Oginyemi, is this the right decision for me? And yeah, so I have basically changed my whole, even my marketing planning, everything. I've changed so many things and centered it based on what God wants me to do. And with so many, you know, I've suffered so many uncertainties, even in my business in the past year, that I have really had to, I was taught the hard way. I literally had to learn the hard way. And I know that it was God teaching me because he wanted me to grow in some areas in my business. So I've had to learn the hard way and even grow the hard way. That some things, you know, you cannot just dip your hands into anything, especially when you're in a relationship with God. You honestly want to make sure that you are putting him first in everything you do. You are making him the center of it all. I'm about to break down into singing, guys. Okay, I'm not going to sing, because I'm about to sing, Jesus is the center of it all. He's the center of it all. In my life, even in my children, in our ministry, in my marriage, I tend to now, and I'm so glad that, you know, I've had to grow into who I am now and who I am today in Christ. Because sometimes if you do not go through some experiences, life has to teach you. But then it's not just life, it's God. Some things have to happen to you for you to be able to grow, right? And get to that next level. So yeah, I've been through so many like different phases of growth in my life, in my marriage, even with raising my kids, in my business. I have had, so, and I know in the future, these are the testimonies I'm going to be talking even about it into details, but I've had to grow. It was circumstances that pushed me to my next level of faith. So the same thing with my business. I've had to learn that, look, at the end of the day, you know, the sales are coming, all this is coming. If God is not the one that is here, if God is not the CEO and managing things for me, everything can crumble. But if God is the one that is my center, if he's the one that is, you know, controlling and inspiring the decisions that I'm making in my business, that it would go to that level that is meant to go. Am I making sense? I'm sure I'm making sense. So that's basically it. That's actually supposed to be the first thing. God first. Without God, I am nothing. Without God, my business is nothing. Without God, period, we are just period nothing. We constantly need his presence. I need his presence. I don't know about you, but I constantly need him. You know, I invite him to my day, even when it comes to dealing with customers. You know, give me wisdom the same wisdom I'm praying. I'm praying for the same wisdom for my team members, that give them wisdom in handling the customers in the right way, that is not going to upset them, right? Because at the end of the day, I want to put my customers in my shoes. If a customer is spending even a dollar, I don't care the amount the customer is spending. I want them to know that I value every dollar they've spent in my business, and I'm going to treat them that way. It's so funny. I had a situation where a customer... I think it was about a month ago. It was one of the sales we had, but she placed an order worth about $258 to be exact. And we handled the shipping, we shipped the order, and then she emailed us a week after saying, and I really like when customers are actually tracking to see, you know, because it gives us time to be able to look into it. Like if you wait a month after, it's hard. So she reached out telling us that, oh, my order has been stuck in the same place, and it's been, I think it was going to the third day now, or weekend, and 3 days, and she was getting really worried. And of course, I'll be worried too. If I spend $250 and the order is not moving, I'll be worried. So as soon as my personal assistant brought it to my attention, she said that, okay, the first thing I did was, all right, let me analyze the situation. So we tracked the package, and we noticed that it's just stuck. It's not even in a post office. At least if it was delivered to a post office, she can go and pick it up. It was just stuck, period. It was not moving. We reached out to the post office. And I don't know if you use the United States Postal Services, but when it comes to customer services, sometimes they're not the greatest. Even when you call them, you can be on hold for 3 hours and they don't pick up. Or you just on hold for 3 hours and they hang up on you. So it's not really the greatest of experience. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. We're going to email them. But while the customer is waiting, or while we are waiting for United States Postal Service to get back to us, I'm just going to ship a brand new order, because at the end of the day, she's paid that amount of money. And by the way, this is the same thing that we do. Even if you spend $20, it doesn't matter how much you spent. My customer service is one thing that I want to invest in. I want to hear the customer. I want to feel their pain. If they're going through a certain situation about my brand or my product, I don't just want to let it go and that do nothing about it. No, I want to do something about it. And a lot of times I'm actually the one that reply, because when a situation is like that, I tell my team to just let me know about it, and then I reply to customers. Or sometimes they just reply based on what I've told them. And we just literally, the next day, I bundled up in a brand new package and we shipped it to the customer. And I told the customer, if that one shows up, please just let us know so we can return it back to us. We'll give you, or if you want to pay for it, we'll send you an invoice, whichever is best for you. But at that moment, imagine putting yourself in the customer's shoes. It makes you feel like, oh, they actually do care about me, right? And I just feel like it's not just a moral thing to do, but the God in me will never allow me to treat anybody else the way I wouldn't treat you the way I do not want to be treated, basically. I treat every of the customers that come to me with respect. And God sees that. Do you understand? He really understands that. Oh, wow, look at how my daughter or my son is dealing with this difficult situation. And then my other assistant was like, oh, this is a big order that we cannot even track. The post office, after we reached out to the post office, they didn't say anything else to us. It took about a while for them to get back to us. Anyways, and I told them that it's so funny because my team, they know everything is but in Jesus' name. Like if it's beyond me and I cannot control it, I just give it to Jesus to handle it for me. And I told them, they said, this package looks like it's lost within a year. anything. And I told them that in Jesus' name, we've done the right thing. That order is going to come back. The box is going to come back to us. And I kid you not, within a month and a half, I mean, it took about a month. I actually forgot about it. The order, the entire box of $200 and something worth of order came back. Do you see what I mean? Like, if we haven't handled that situation that way, the customer would have been upset and would have had to give the money back. But because I treated, and we decided to treat that customer, so it's basically the culture of Glammed, we treat the customers like family. And I don't literally mean that. I honestly, honestly mean that. Especially the customers that have ordered from us. Like, we have customers that have been ordering since 2018, 2019. If you're a repeat customer, you're even more family to us. Because, wow, you really love us so much that you're coming back every single time. So doing business the godly way is one thing that, I mean, it's something that has already been instincted into my life growing up, because I was raised as a born-again Christian. My parents are born-again Christian, and they raised me in the same way. So the way I treat, you got to treat people with kindness is in Colossians, right? You have to treat people with kindness, be kind to one another. So how, when you're doing your business, you want to make sure you're being kind. You want people to see the God in you, even in your business. So that's one thing I've had to learn. It's been a learning curve for me, honestly, this 4 years, but it's been an amazing journey. It's also been a very, very challenging journey. I mean, sometimes when no sales is coming in and you're doing everything right, you're wondering, and then God comes the next day and triple, double everything that you've been worrying about. So I've really learned, this is the other thing I've learned, to not allow the fact that my competitors are doing so well, not allow it to stress me. Because sometimes I see that, I see even my competitors, like I've mentioned in the last podcast, some of them copy the words that we do, or some of them have stolen my pictures in the past, or, you know, I just don't have. And a lot of times, you just have to see yourself as, this is what I tell myself. Once you have the right team, you're fine. Finding the right team could just give you that extra peace of mind, which I've been there where I had the right team and something happened and it's just getting back to that, right? So I don't want to allow the fact that, oh, this person has a similar story to me to deviate my attention from the goal and the focus, right? So I'm always very careful with, I'm always very, very careful. I'm going to say that again, that I don't get too carried away about that. And I keep telling myself, no, God's time is the best. You know, God is going to do at the right time. He understands me. He understands, you know, this vision and this calling, because this is a calling, is a ministry of his own for me. And I see it as a calling from God for me to be doing what I'm doing. You know, if not, I would not be here. So it's a ministry. And while I'm doing this ministry, God will give me all the strength that I need. And when the devil tries, and it will always come, the devil will always come with discouragement, with shame. It will always come with everything, every negativity. One thing I tell myself, I am not going to allow any negativity, control me. Anytime I feel like I'm down in my spirit, I listen to worship song, or I listen to my favorite ministers, and I just encourage my soul. Because, you know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the word, especially, you know. And one thing I've prayed for this year is peace in the storm. And I kid you not, God that we serve has been so amazing that even when things seem to be falling apart, it just gives you, it gives me this calmness, this peace that I cannot explain. And I know it's from God, because how is it possible that things might be falling apart? And it just has a way of letting you know that, daughter, I am there with you and all shall be well. I mean, when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, he was on the same boat sleeping and taking a nap when the storm started, right? The storm started. The disciples were like gallivanting everywhere. We're frenetic and so scared that, oh my gosh, we're literally going to die today. While Jesus was in the, Jesus showed us a perfect example of being still and being calm in the midst of the storm. It only takes the Spirit of God to take you to that level where you're in a storm, but you're not really bothered by the reality of the storm, and you are letting Jesus take control and give you peace. It doesn't make sense. Like, even the disciples were, it's a God thing. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. The disciples didn't get it. Like, how is he sleeping when we're about to die? Like, it just doesn't make sense to them either. Like, he's just sleeping. No, but that's basically it. Imagine yourself in a storm, right? In the middle of a storm, everything is going crazy, and you were there just sleeping because, you know, God just got you like that, right? It got you covered. Just like that. And that's the same thing when it comes to my business. That, because I'll be honest with you, I don't care what anybody's putting on Instagram. I'm sure everyone is going through their challenges, but no one really puts it out there. They put the good part out there, but the bad part they will never share with you. I was talking to someone that came to my DM, a young girl in business too. She's trying to go into business, and I told her, don't get carried away with people selling out every second. You don't know, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's different, right? You don't let that discourage, because people tend to get discouraged because of the success of orders, right? That's what basically makes them get more discouraged. That, oh, how come this person is doing the same thing I'm doing and I'm not even, you know, mine is not happening. They're just selling out like crazy. No. But honestly, that might be your storm. Find your peace in the storm. So this year, this entire year of business has taught me peace. I've decided to choose peace. I've decided to choose God. And I've decided that, you know what, God is going to take care of me every single time. When a challenge happens, he got this. It's like the devil will bring it, but God already has a solution. But the devil would like to show his face, but God already has a solution. We just need to tap into it and not be discouraged by what. So my love, God has got you covered. Don't worry. When it comes to business, you just need to trust God 100% and not rely on your own strength. So this podcast is actually going to have to be divided into two sections. So this is going to have to be like the part one, and then I'm going to have the part two ready for you next week. So make sure you stay tuned and you come back to listen to Glammed with Grace. I honestly hope that this podcast is, you know, impacting you and encouraging you in so many ways. It might not even be in business. It could be in your personal life, you know, that you need God 100% or you need to trust God. So the goal is to encourage you in every aspect of your life. You got this, you know, the God in you. We always, and this is one thing I always pray that, let them see you in me. I don't want them to see Jumi. Let them see God in me. Let them see your light in me. Okay, so you got this covered, my love. And honestly, I love you with the love of God. Don't you? I know you might not have seen me in real life or probably experienced me in any way or form. But one thing that I always want to share is the light and love of God. And I do love you with the love of God. Please stay encouraged. Stay humble in all you do and have faith. Never, ever give up hope. Okay. So thank you so much again for listening. God bless you. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.